Tales from the Cryosphere.
Survive! you ever have the opportunity to become wealthy, famous, young, you know, in the 80s, don't take a boat ride through fucking Crystal Lake on your way to Manhattan. Hello. Welcome to the Cryosphere of Unholy Mofos. I'm one of your hosts. They call me Sean. I tend to pipe bomb. I'm here with my man, Jake the Snake.
Remember, everybody, this show was Sean's idea.
And I handle it with pride. This is the first horror movie I ever watched. Brother Scott, what do you think?
This is my first Friday movie I've ever watched, so I'm right there with you, buddy.
And we are blessed with the presence of one Newtie.
Man, you two suck. The first one you've ever seen? Good
I had
God.
I had a problem with an older Friday sibling.
I saw, yeah.
I had a problem with an older sibling that would torture me with really proper scary movies when I was a kid. So I was always tentative. And then they're like, all right, come on, Sean, you're watching this. I'm like, okay. And it was like terrible. I was like, I can sit through this. I'm excited. So I like it. So
but you couldn't get through fucking Nightmare on Elm Street.
Because he follows you in your dreams, okay? I played hockey. I know how to fight. I can just hit him in the stomach, pull his shirt over his face, and just wail on him.
You want some of me, motherfucker?
Friday's a different story. Jake, take over.
All right. Everybody, get your copies ready. We'll begin this son of a bitch in 3, 2, 1, and go.
Your ands always kill it. You know that? Sometimes it's and go. Other times it's and go. You're like a terrible football coach. Or a really good one.
Jason.
I'm excited.
You know, this was one of my ideas that I was going to pick for the episode we did, Leslie Vernon. It was either this or that.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't seen Leslie Vernon in forever.
Is that Mickey Rourke?
I don't know.
No.
So, I was trying to look for a little trivia fact about this. It's Batman! Because of Batman. Anyway, I might be wrong about this, but I'm almost pretty sure I've heard this whole opening monologue here was supposed to be said by Jason.
I think it's used in several 1989
sure,
movies.
Totally.
Yeah, all the time.
And it's like, but if that's true, where would he have said that?
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, totally.
I think you're on crack or something.
Now, why is it that when we're looking at a 1980s New York City noir situation, you think of crack? Because I was thinking of it, too.
Just because Jake's been known to hit the pipe.
It's New York in the 80s.
It's anywhere in the north. Well, anyway, I don't know. Crack was king.
Jake's been known to hit the pipe.
Yeah, not crack.
Ew, look at that shit. New York City. So off-putting.
I would never go to New York City. No thanks, I'm good.
It's Jim Cornette's rat, by the way.
Fiona.
It's a fun
Apple.
Name.
And speaking of Halloween, man, if I didn't have a costume idea already, I probably would get one from Bob's Burgers.
That bitch wants all the coffee. All right, Jake, I'm blank. Why?
Because what was it? Oh, yeah, Gene was Fiona Applesauce.
Nice.
Gee, I love that Gene character.
I can't get into it, but every time I watch it, I really enjoy it. Yes, Scott.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a while, but...
Holy shit, did you see all that heroin that guy just wasted?
The first few seasons I watched it.
Holy shit, he just wasted, like, a lot of heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I might be going to a hockey game in February. Sabres game.
That? The one on the 15th?
The one on the 9th.
They're actually somewhat decent this year, aren't they?
Both the Rangers and the Sabres are doing well, but it's fucking October, man.
Yeah, I know.
You can't say much after 1 month.
I mean, Buffalo fans know that.
They're doing better than expected.
Which and they did better nice. Than my team did last night.
Oh yeah, you're weird. You're a weirdo. I forgot that.
He's got reasons behind everything, you know. It
still doesn't
right.
make any sense. You root for the team where you fucking live.
I'm not disagreeing with you. But
yeah.
You
so if that's
to.
you should be rooting for either Tampa Bay or Miami.
It's different. I was born in New England, so I'm going to be a New England fan the rest of my life. You don't leave and then root for another team. It doesn't happen like that.
Well, it shouldn't if you're a total asshole who gives a shit.
And, you know, speaking of things not making any sense, yeah, Crystal Lake looks pretty open for a camp that's supposedly closed.
Yeah,
down.
Why is everything well lit? I don't remember even the voiceover at all.
It's funny. It's like each movie, the lake got bigger and bigger until it just merged with the ocean.
Right?
Well, when I watched it, I always thought, like, you know, a Lake Champlain situation where you got some rivers going in between them.
Well, I mean, according to IMDb, apparently this movie takes place in 2002, so I guess they thought the waters would rise by then.
See, boobies real quick, too. You can't be too mad.
Itty bitty titty.
And again, all of the rib cages. It really made me think that every woman looks like this. It's not fair.
Hootie.
She got dimples.
I like those little marks, yeah. The little dimples.
Little booty dimple. Why would you need to drop anchor? And why is that a brand? It's a brand. Did I miss something in part 7? Is that a brand new, like, cable electricity line? I don't get it.
Well, when was part 7 take place? Like 87?
I mean, it 80? came out in 87.
Yeah, so you would think it would take place in. Well, no.
No, remember, I mean.
Part 1, and the time between part 1 and part 2 is 5 years.
Yeah, and then, you know, 2, 3, and 4 take place on the same weekend, and then, what, I think part 6 takes place, like, what, 10 years after final chapter? I mean, you know, Tommy aged a lot, and then I think part 7 takes place, like, a decade after part 6. Yeah, we're in 2002 right now, and everybody's still acting like it's the 80s.
We really need a freaking timeline explanation for these movies.
No, you don't. Fuck that, man. It's just, every single one is almost a reboot. There's a set trilogy in there somewhere, and it's like 2, 3, and 4, right? I don't know.
Yeah, well, 2, 3, and 4 if you count Jason, but yeah. I always count the first four as like a quadrilogy.
Yeah, okay. Because it feels like a soft reboot. Or do they give, like, this is what happened in to this kid in every movie?
You could go 6, 7, and 8 as, I think, as the next one in line, you know?
5, 6, 7.
Next trilogy. Well, 5 don't count because it's not really Jason, but 6, 7, 8.
Spoilers!
Well, you said 6, 6, and 7.
Did I?
You did.
Yes, you did. I was trying to correct your mistake without being a dick.
No, be a dick. I'm a dick to you.
Fail.
that's not my personality. I'm not one who tries to be a dick.
Oh, I like being a dick.
It's liberating.
Twice Jason has been brought back by electricity.
People really need to stop putting fucking electric in the lake.
So if we're to believe this, then they're right outside the house that Tina owned.
Apparently so, yeah.
But there's Cramp Crystal Lake right there.
Is that's the one? I think they use that in the remake, don't they?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Looks really familiar.
She said his wiener in her, and she's like, "Can you go check that?" Oh. He's laughing. Goo.
Hand goo.
Get off,
dude.
Chains off my heart.
Oh yeah, so Sean, I finally figured out what I'm gonna do with the movie. I finally figured out the full timeline, and I'm not gonna tell you what it is because if I tell you, you're gonna bash it before I can write it down.
Just try and reinforce it instead of, you know, letting it fall flat. Kind of support it by poking holes.
I'll send you the first draft when it's done.
I'll send you a copy. Bam! Bitch, we're down.
Not that you'll read it or anything, but I'll send it to you.
I guess here's something. Where's Scott go? That's not him. That's a fake.
He stabbed me with a fake knife.
just never a good idea.
Scary Stories to Tell in Dark is back in theaters for Halloween.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Yeah, disgusting. Or no, iHorror just posted up.
Might have to consider. I just love how the mask even includes the axe mark.
Yep. It's very convenient.
It's like the people who made these masks are like, oh, you saw that the guy had an axe mark, right? We gotta include that shit, man.
Well, somebody survives every single one of the encounters, so somebody told. I hit him in the head with an axe and I ran. I don't know. He's still down in the bottom of the lake.
William Shatner's telling the story now?
I just can't tell you the story in normal cadence. I'm still in shock.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to be going to see Dr. Sleep next Wednesday.
Nice.
There's a
Did you read the book?
No. I can always just go to my local library and get the audiobook. There would be no time for me to read the whole thing before.
It is big as fuck. I never got through it. Damn, he's a little rusty. Or did he miss on purpose? Nope, he just wanted to do that.
I like how the dude just sits there. Oh, please kill me, sir.
Well, shock is a funny thing. We like to make fun of idiocy, but I've never been in this situation. I can't imagine what I would do.
Some reason, I always thought he, like, pulled his intestines out every time he did that, but realizing that's part of the spear gun.
Yeah, I thought that the first couple times, too, but then, yeah, like I said.
He
I
couldn't really think because all the blood was thick.
Well, if he kind of big O'd, his head would be really clear.
Yeah, but he didn't get to that point.
Right.
Now, I have my sound down. Did she throw something in the water to make a splash?
Nope, she's hiding in the...
Stupid. You throw something in the water to make a splash, then you hide.
Well, that kind of doesn't work because...
She should have just jumped in the damn water and swam away.
I would have jumped in the water and, like, stayed up underneath the boat. I would have stayed up underneath the boat and gone underwater and gone up and... Nah, that would have fucked me. I would be a dead person.
Now, Jason could...
First one, though.
Jason could follow you in the water. Just ask Willis when I played him in Friday the 13th, the game.
Well, yeah, but if he's on the boat and I'm kind of under the boat moving around, moving away from him, I at least got a chance to...
But he teleports.
Terrible screaming.
No, please, no, no.
He does teleport in the game, but not in the movies.
Just you wait, man. Just you wait.
Jesus.
I think you're remembering this movie all wrong, Sean. There's the reason why everybody was reluctant to
I think I was 9 when it came. Well, no, when I saw it finally. Rented situation. Maybe 8. Oh, see, now, again, this is how long it's been. I thought that I'm waiting for the other teens to pop up in the boat like and to hide the bodies. No? Now he's just got a boat, and he, you know, takes that little inlet out of Camp Crystal Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That they turned back to Crystal Lake from Forest Green.
And this is why I always had a crush on this actress. I always had a crush on her. I loved her hair.
What else have you seen her in?
She reminds
His
me.
His dreams.
She reminds me. She was on a suburb, or a suburb, what do you call it? The sitcom. She was on a sitcom somewhere. She also reminds me of the chick from So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Oh, yeah, she was in Major League. That's probably where you saw her.
There you go.
Ooh, this mother character. She's a Major League babe.
Oh, yeah, and you gotta love Stephen King's pen. The guy who uses a typewriter. I mean, he obviously was using that pen for other reasons, you know, chopping up stuff.
Well, he hit his wife in his backyard underneath his writing window. She was on Home Improvement a couple times and some other random
shit.
I was
literally about to write Jason Takes a Boat for this movie.
I love when people use the word literally correctly. I'm just going to leave it at that, Scott. Because I think you did, but you don't know.
I don't know. I don't care.
I want that car. That's the same boat from Kaiser Sosa situation. Vladimirskis. He's a Griega, you gotta. Kaiser Sosa. Yes, go on the boat with the creepy man, sweetheart. Nudie, see man. How much I was holding back last night?
The creepy man, that's her uncle.
I don't remember telling you to hold back.
No, but Scott told me, like, yo, go crazy, be a complete dick. I'm like, no, I'm a guest. I've got to try and, like, calibrate.
Encourage it.
You gotta put you gotta put me on with Cordell then, because then it's just
he doesn't come on anymore though. He only likes special movies.
Special. Yeah, we had him on for a Friday the 13th movie, and oh my god, what a show that was.
He's so very special.
I was drunk as shit for that movie.
Cause Jake's a freak. That's where we're going with that. Jake's a weirdo.
I tried.
Oh my god, look at the captain's eyebrows.
What the fuck were you doing here?
Yeah, look at the dude with the striped shirt's just whole character. That is that like brutal. Yeah, thank you. A very strange fucking dude kind of guy.
Yeah.
Is that a sextant and a calculator?
A sextant.
Yeah, there's a deleted scene for this movie where they explained the guy wanted to be a diver. And then, well, we'll see what happens to him later.
Did he get diverticulitis?
Hey,
that's why they have me on, folks.
Diverticulitis. That is, certain things are fun to say in certain accents. That's a good one for Scottish. Hey, he's got diverticulitis. You gotta say that six times fast.
He's like, where's Waldo?
There he is. Get the fuck off my boat.
God damn it, son. Captain Ernest Borgnine wannabe, without the gap.
It's actually Walter Borgnine, it's his older brother. He was really hoping this was going to be the catalyst of his career. Why did he take the computer GPS off and just put it on his wrist? Like, okay, I got this one.
Hmm. This is mine. Nobody can take it.
Broad daylight, bro?
Guess he's not afraid of water anymore, huh, Jake?
Right. No, it's not until, well,
Jason,
like...
Freddy vs. Jason hasn't come out yet.
Oh, this movie, Scott. Your favorite one. Remember how he dies?
He dies via water in this one, too. Just a whole bunch of shit water.
Yeah.
But every time he's... Okay, think of it this way. Every time he's reborn, it's like that, you know... That I can't go into that. That's wrong. But it's like it's a nightmare experience. But when you first start to experience that trauma, it's you know, it's like complete shock. But then when it settles in, then it's a nightmare. Oh, then it hurts. So from this moment on, I bet you we will watch him avoid water at all costs. Yes, I can make this movie intellectually good, even though these terrible dancing scenes...
It could be worse. It could be part four.
No, I think, I mean, I'm coming into this with a high rating that shouldn't be there because, as I told you, I'm thinking it's going to get low by the end of the show. Why does she have her dog?
Why don't you have a dog on a boat?
No, yeah, but not
dogs.
Who's the woman who drove her? Was it like her mother or her...
It's a teacher.
One of her teachers. Teacher?
Yeah, but I remember last time I watched this movie, I was like posting that question on Twitter, like, why would you bring your dog? And Ballsack's like, might be a therapy dog.
It is 2002.
Yeah, it could be that, or the older guy, isn't he her guardian? So nobody was at the house. Nobody can watch the dog. That's another thing.
I don't know. Don't you keep therapy dogs on leashes?
Service dog, you mean?
Yeah. Well, I think the entire point here is made that there really doesn't need to be a reason. It's there. It's such a good dog. She doesn't need a leash. That dog is fucking the best character on the screen at any time. It shouldn't. That makes her.
That dog is my boy.
That makes her by a proxy badass. Because if you can just roll with a dog and the dog sticks with you, then you are dominant. You know, you are trustworthy. You are, you know, forthright. It all works. Okay, I'm making this movie better for all of you today.
My dog sticks by my feet.
Nudie, do you have a dog?
I used to, but she died.
God bless you. God bless the puppies. Because in Florida, you got to watch out. Did he get eaten by an alligator, bro?
Now I have cats.
You're the crazy cat guy.
Got the pussies.
Young jet wannabe.
I was going to say, is this Pat Benatar's little sister?
She's scary looking, too.
Oh, she was lying to us. She wasn't really playing. Maybe.
She's a Super Bowl performer.
Yeah.
But does that mean her titty's going to flash?
If only.
Damn, that's 15 years ago.
I can't remember that. Or watching that halftime performance, and I was just getting myself so stuffed on the food we were eating, and I'm just like, oh, I have to put my head down for a second, and then just as I do, my dad said, oh, you just missed... saw Jackson's tit.
You missed Janet's fucking left, right? Oh, whatever, her boobie?
Wow. Yep. And because I'm like so fucking full.
That shit went right in the spank bank.
I mean, hell, it was on the internet afterwards anyway.
A wardrobe malfunction. I can buy that, but it looked like Justin grabbed her titty and ripped off the fucking top.
It was personal.
Where are they? Like, geographically, they look like they're in some fjord in Alaska.
New Jersey, headed towards New York.
Where the fuck in New Jersey are they? They're in a harbor.
Crystal Lake. Jesus Christ, dude.
It's just down the lake about a mile. The camp is in a little inlet. You didn't know that? It's like a little inlet. It's its own little cove. It's a cove.
It'll take you some Crystal Lake. 12 hours to get there or something. I can't imagine the boat's going very fast. As you can see, the back routes aren't really moving.
Yeah.
No, they're still in the harbor. They haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, they haven't left the lake yet to get to the ocean.
They're not in Crystal Lake.
I looked away for a few minutes. I'm trying to set up the TV for AEW.
She's just looking for good acoustics right now? Or a place to practice? This is a good lick. That's a good lick.
It's a docking song.
Let's go. Oh, this isn't her original joint?
Yeah, it's her original joint.
Yeah. It's about six or seven different chords. Just... Come on, Jason, you don't want to feel it? You don't want to dance? Scott, I need you to write me some fan fiction where someone tries to get through to Jason. We need a decent therapist. We need Dr. Loomis. Michael versus Jason.
Two different companies. Can't have them.
Jason wins. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just doing it all in my head real quick.
Teleportation.
Yep.
He was behind her, then he was in front of her with her guitar. That's not teleportation. That's just a fucking mastery of fucking the internal structure of the ship. He's been studying.
As you saw in Leslie Vernon, it was his decoy.
Maybe he has mental projection powers like Luke Skywalker.
The fuck is Jedi?
He's pretty massive. Are those real forearms? Because his forearms seem bigger than his shoulders. Like Popeye.
I want to watch this.
Always wanted to be a boat person. That's a terrible guard dog. Always wanted to be a boat person. You know, the closer you get to water, the more like weird the architecture and the decorations and just, you know, the different cultures.
Those are some pretty sexy pants right there.
No, it's the 80s.
She got no ass.
Help me.
Bad ears,
Sean's,
maybe.
Sean's crush has no ass.
It's no joke.
She's part of the itty bitty titty committee too.
Yeah, dude. One of my high school sweetheart. Very much all those things you just described. Very much like her. That whoa. That's a good jump scare. That dog is just. It looks like an Australian Shepherd. He shouldn't be that calm. Like that dog on that boat should be like pacing wildly.
So it's like the dog saw it all too.
Yep.
All right. Let's see if we can see any references to decapitation right now in this opening scene.
He was having a flashback like the dog in The Hills Have Eyes too.
Right.
Both their guards are really terrible. Like they're wide open. Yeah, his isn't bad. Why are your hands so low? Pick your hands up, dude. Showboat. Singing the whole time, the Asian woman watching down, thinking to herself, I can cut these motherfuckers up with my finger knives.
And he's out.
Yeah, I was about to ask if we recognize her.
She is indestructible.
Yeah, do we recognize her? Because we recognize everybody from every fucking
She's wearing
movie.
An X on her fucking lip. She's got a little button that's got an X on it, dude.
Does she remind you of Friday the 13th?
What's the premise? Why are all these people on this boat?
It's a graduating class.
Jeez,
so they're all 18. I'm trying to listen to it with sound on. I got a new headphone situation, but the conversation's more fun.
This is your favorite movie, remember?
Well, this is my favorite horror movie. No, God, that's a stupid thing. I just said that out loud. It's not as funny when you say it out loud.
You should make that a sound bite. That's my favorite horror movie.
Now I'm starting to understand why you and Scott are friends.
I don't befriend.
We invite him onto our show, and he's bullying you.
I don't disagree with anything he said. How is that bullying?
Yeah, it's not bullying. It's the truth.
It's just observational humor.
Cocaine, baby.
No, my hair is already big enough.
God, hairstyles in the 80s were so bad. You're such a prude.
People used to set off fucking fire alarms doing their hair. One of my coworkers set off the fire alarm putting some hairspray in her hair. Like, what are you doing? It's not 1980 anything. Don't drop that mirror, man.
Oh my God, are you doing cocaine? No big deal. Let me get a bump.
That's bad for you. Man, that's like a weed. It's a really big boat. It's a really bad place to put a dartboard. The only way you can play is from the other room, and then what if someone goes to leave the room that you're not... Never mind.
I think there's a deleted scene in here. He actually, well, he doesn't exactly kill them, but we just see the aftermath of him killing somebody with a dart. So that was a fucking tease of something he never really got.
Oh, he was supposed to kill the guy in the sauna. He was supposed to kill him with the darts, but they went with the sauna kill instead because it didn't look very good.
That was apparently one of my favorite kills in Hitman. Kill people in the sauna. Turn it up.
Turn it up!
That's home.
Turn up! The radio!
Oh, that actually echoed.
It's
what a craft. The one-hit wonder.
So there's a rumor going around about the new GTA game that's going to go back to Vice City.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I've heard that as
possibly
well.
Possibly go back to the 80s.
Well, we want to see what happened with Tommy Vercetti.
Bring him back late. Ray Liotta.
Hot Rocks.
I don't know. There was just a leak today, or a couple days ago, or something like that. I don't know. There was a company scouting locations, and the lady, you know, pretty much did everything but say that it was Rockstar.
Sauna.
It's a sauna.
I was playing my Tecmo Bowl 3 on Super Nintendo, and Junior Seau was kicking my ass. Rest in peace, Junior. We love you. I don't know why sauna made me think of that, because Seau.
This is a good kill.
Left, right, left combo. It's a rock to the head, dude. This is the first kill.
Not to the head.
Yeah. No, sure, this is how Cain slew Abel. Are you sure you've seen this movie?
Again, when I was 9. It's been a long good time. Work. I was excited.
It's nice to have Jason back on the show, though. It's been fucking forever.
Did he get him in the stomach or the chest? Because if that's the stomach, he's going to be a while dying.
That's, I believe, the stomach.
Oh, chesticles. Yeah, he's good. He's dead. And he also wouldn't be able to cry out in pain because his lungs just collapsed.
You did. 20 something now.
You dumb bitch. What the fuck?
Haha, murder. What a excellent practical joke.
Well, I think she's just high, right? It was just she's dumb.
I'm in the water. Somebody save me.
Stay calm. Uh-oh.
Hey, little boy. Little boy, come here. Come here. Kick him in the face.
Kick him in the face. You know. In the first movie, all the way up to Freddy vs. Jason, we always see that Jason's way more bald and uglier looking than the boy we're actually seeing.
I don't think this one really holds up too much to the continuity.
Yeah, you think?
Well, what about everything before this?
Think of this as an alternate dimension.
Well, no, is it like a soft reboot? Like, did they do everything on purpose thinking, all right, everyone's going to reinvigorate. We're going to start a whole new continuity. Oh, fuck. Never mind. Shit.
They're probably doing what Blonde Girl was doing earlier. I think that's what the explanation.
Even the name of the boat, the name of the boat is Lazarus. They were trying to resurrect this whole franchise.
trivia fact I read earlier that the whole cast did a Friday the 13th marathon before filming this movie and said they were going to make this the best Friday the 13th ever.
They did so, really bad.
So what the fuck happened?
I don't think anyone would go into a job thinking like, well, let's fuck up. The fuck you doing, Charles?
Except the 2019 Miami Dolphins, apparently.
I watched the highlight of that game. The Bills really barely, I mean, just happened to win.
Yeah, but, oh, I forgot what game it was, but maybe it was the second game. And Fitzpatrick was trying to throw a screen to the running back, and running back fucking dodges it. Like, what the fuck?
Just missing the fundamental concept of the game. If I catch that ball, somebody might hit me. I don't want that. Boo. Scary scare.
Pennywise is on the boat now. They all float down here.
Give that tongue a death grip. Watch out.
I didn't know this was made by Troma.
Yeah, it looks Asian. Oh, no.
Roman noodle everywhere. Isn't that what they called? Roman noodles.
He's so bad.
Give me some of them Roman noodles.
What, this or the cocaine? Like, what do you want?
I just don't get it. They're pretty much graduated by now. Practically adults. He's like, you're staying on this ship. But...
Well, I think he said something.
Was that, sorry?
She's bow-legged.
Yeah, totally.
The man says five words a show and we keep stepping on him.
You wonder why I only say five words a show.
That's fucked up. She's high in the cocaine.
Start right off the bat. No intro or nothing.
Get off of me before I get off.
Let's see if somebody can finally beat the Lucha Bros.
And she's fucking that's graduated.
Spoilers. No spoilers, Scott.
Are you not watching it?
I'm doing your show, damn it.
I told you I've been watching simultaneously.
Yeah, he's the wealth of this show, Nudie.
Hey, you're the one who keeps dropping them on Wednesdays. I told you, let's change it to another night.
No. Yeah.
Thursdays work. Mondays work. Friday's work.
How far do you think she was willing to take that? What if he got in there? What if he was just into it like, fuck it, you're graduating. I have never given a shit about this job.
Well,
sounds like Jake in part five. I had the hearts for you. You're so beautiful.
Want to make love to you.
I was only joking.
Yeah, brother, you never had a chance.
Gotta have some confidence, man. Not like creepy confidence, but, you know.
Yeah.
Still. That's why he survives. Now that particular moment.
Oh my lord! Favorite fucking movie. Let's do it. It's like a first
now,
time.
Now, when you say favorite movie, I think you've misinterpreted what I mean by that.
Favorite horror.
Clearly.
Also, not what I meant.
That's just, what you said.
This was my first horror movie. It holds a special place in my heart. I haven't seen it since I was 9. This is fun for me, and it's pretty bad.
Nice shower.
It's all big and veiny.
He's been underwater for fucking almost 20 years.
Yeah, he's really dehydrated. He's all pruny.
Get this man a bottle of water.
Nope. I'm using that portcullis. Here's JJ.
I think fucking Dr. Sleep should be a fun movie. thoroughly intrigued by it.
See, she's sitting there waiting for the kill, too.
She's more worried about covering herself up. That's a cool weapon right there. Just break a window with your fist and pull out a piece of glass.
I wonder if that's a metaphor for her cocaine habit.
Right? There you go. See, Jake's on board now. I brought one over to the dark side.
No.
Yep, good weapon, but we don't even get to see the kill.
And another one bites the dust.
No!
I think that that particular whistle was a metaphor for the angst of all of the teens' experiences in high school being released on this boat of death.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sure.
Back on point. What's the difference between a javelin and a harpoon? And a spear? And a stick? I guess intent, right?
You can't jelly a cow.
Ooh. You can't peanut butter a Sally. I suppose you could, actually.
So, Nudy, did you hear about the new WWE game and all the glitches and shit that's got?
Yeah, I posted one of the videos of the referee humping Charlotte Flair or whatever. Whatever he was doing.
I saw that. It was fucking hilarious.
I think it was Ronda Rousey, actually.
Is there still any heat or traction on the whole Ric Flair? Like, you can't use the man gimmick?
No, he's been on TV lately, so I guess they forgave him or he dropped his suit.
I think it was a work. Ooh, he likes penetrating dudes.
Yeah, what was that? Oh, yeah, I was watching Red Zone channel the other day, and they were showing Ric Flair at the Atlanta game because apparently he is an Atlanta fan. So he was going, woo, at the beginning of the game and boo at the middle of the game, I bet.
The fuck happened to Atlanta, man? Once they lost fucking Kyle Shanahan, that was it.
That is another really bad...
Plus,
that was pretty good, actually.
Never really had a very good defense.
Yeah, they didn't need the good defense when they had the good offense. But now they really need the good defense because they can't stop shit.
A defense wins championships, man.
Jake, your team needs a new quarterback.
I know.
Phew, man, is he a bust.
Well, they got some, I guess, good ones coming out in the draft this year.
What do you think Jason was thinking when he propped that guy back up? Someone's going to come across it. It's funny. Or maybe no one's going to come across it. It's just this is where he belongs. Or
I think he was thinking, I hope this guy stays up. I hope this guy stays up.
Does he have a sense of humor? You guys know the movies better than I do. Does he have a sense of humor?
Apparently.
He's got a sense of irony, I think.
Everybody come to the bridge.
There's dead people here. Already. Is this an option? Is this a board on the Jason game? It should be. They should have a downloadable content on a yacht.
Well, if there weren't any legal troubles, they probably would have gotten to that point.
Yeah, before the lawsuit, they were incorporating Uber Jason and the old Jason X stuff. And I believe as a Kickstart option that Part 8's boat was a playable map if they got to it.
And then they should do Liberty City.
But now they're not going to ever do anything to the game and they're just going to leave it the way it is.
Fucking Victor Miller, man.
I told you we were all gonna die.
Crazy Ralph's dead. You need a new Crazy Ralph.
Jason Voorhees is dead.
See, he said it came down the river. There's a river involved here.
It's a pretty goddamn big river.
Right?
Well, it's nighttime. We don't know how wide it is at this point. And it's the Hudson motherfucking river, I have to assume. So, yes, it's pretty big.
God damn, there's a lot of fucking going around. It's like all this match just bet is just flipping around.
That fucking Adidas warm-up is dope as shit. I want it.
And the very good Blu-ray. I can tell he's got some pretty red eyes. Guess he was doing a little bit of something before this shot.
Why, dude?
Look at his eyes, man.
Just because his eyes are red, he could have glaucoma. That's not right.
I have glaucoma.
I've got the glaucoma.
It's fucking 80s, man.
Chris Jericho was fucking high last week on that show. AEW, man. His eyes were falling out of his head. They were so bloodshot.
Don't you think he's got free range at this point? Like, everything's riding on you, kid. Do what you need to do. Go get blooded.
I just don't know how he can wrestle like that, man.
You can't. You can't. Yeah, you can. I don't know.
Just that Jeff Hardy.
Well, I mean, if he's smoking weed, that's one thing. But if he's taking, you know, some pharmaceutical heroin, that's a whole different thing. Like Jake the Snake said, you know, the shit that you take that puts you to sleep gets me going. You give me 3 Percocet, I'm up all night fucking flying. So maybe Chris.
Make you feel like you got a rocket up your ass?
That is, I believe, what he said. Zip.
Sunny's on tonight. Can't wait to watch it. Shut in like 4 days.
We should get Jake the Snake Roberts on our podcast. We could do No Holds Barred. And he could just rip the fuck out of Terry.
Can the show afford to Jake the Snakes? That's the question.
Well, I think yes. we'd call you Jake number 2, and we'd call him Jake the Snake.
We'd call him Sir, Mister, other things along that line until he made a stop because he's just a regular fucker from Texas. That hair is severely intimidating. It reminds me of the hair that what's his name had. The I think Michael Sheen, whatever, the guy in fucking. Oh my god, the vampire versus the vampire versus werewolves movie with the hot chick and the killing each other.
Underworld.
Yeah, she's got the same hair as the head werewolf guy in that movie, which makes this movie better and that movie worse, and that movie worse and this one better.
Try and figure out what that means.
I just said the same thing twice to confuse you. Oh, disco time. Jason's going to get confused. He has autism. That's not funny. Nobody else with a mind and a heart laughed at that, Scott. Fuck you. How dare you laugh at that horrible, horrible joke I just said.
Well, I'd just say it if you weren't looking for a laugh.
Fucking make fun of you. I knew you were going to laugh at that. So here's what everybody learns from horror movies. When you get a moment when there's no eye contact, and I think that's what's great about the game that you guys played with the lawsuit. As soon as you break eye contact, you should be able to hide, like a good alien game. And then watch the alien freak out trying to find you.
Yep, here's more of that teleportation.
Again, dude, he's using the lights and blind spots. I think Jason was a Marine before he went to camp. That's why his face was all fucked up. He had severe, you know, trauma in battle. He served in Vietnam. He's actually not a young kid. He's like a 30-something-year-old person with dwarfism, and his mother was just really overbearing when he came back from war, and then he grew up after death. Like, what is that about? Someone explain it. How does he die as a child? And then in part 2, he's got a bag on his head, grown-ass man.
Well, she explains that he probably never really died.
So he was just feral in the woods.
Yeah.
Now that's awesome. When did it become supernatural? Part 3, part 4?
6.
Wait. 2, 3, 4, 5. Those are all a person who gets killed at the
1,
end.
1, 2, not. 3, and 4.
No, 2, 3, 4, and 5, you're saying, I mean, we're not supernatural.
He just gets wounded. Okay. I mean, yeah, he gets an axe to his head in part 3, but, you know, I mean, Bernie Mac should walk fine and Bad Santa, right?
No, well, yeah, after the original Afghan and Iraq war, all those boys and girls coming home with severe trauma, pipes and tubes coming through their bodies and living. Yeah, maybe there was a really, really good backwoods doctor that was like, oh, boy, what's the matter here? I think I ought to perform some neurosurgery to remove this axe from your head. Oh, my God, he's killing me!
He's killing me! He's killing me!
But I helped you, sir.
Still a bad scene.
Shotgun and old school VHS.
He just can't put the camera down. He'd be a
put the camera down.
He'd be a very welcome person in the found footage genre. Never putting the camera down.
I've grown to like I can't even watch those movies anymore.
Well, we should take this opportunity to talk about a movie that premiered 20 years ago this month that we should have done, which is
Blair Witch Project. No.
No.
We don't need to talk about
the original one, the good one.
It's You're really calling not that movie a good movie?
It's really not that good.
No, it's not. After you watch it two or three times and you're like, fuck, why did I buy this VHS? But, you know, the first time I saw it in the theaters, that shit was brilliant.
And now you've seen that same exact movie like a million times.
Well, not a million times, but now you go back and with the idea that, you know, mayhaps, by the way, that's manslaughter. Mayhaps there was no Blair Witch and those two boys are psychotic murderers. Makes it more fun.
The guy's got his head on a pillow.
Sit on it, Fonzie.
They have a fine video. It'd be like a nice found footage movie.
I'm sorry. I thought Jake just made that comment. Oh, the guitar.
Nobody listens to Jake.
Oh, my God. I forgot. She really did get the axe. That opportunity. Every girl you've ever had a crush on is dead.
No, it's Jason's getting Darth Vader right now with the breathing.
His fucking balls are on fire.
Right, balls of fire.
That's a good metaphor. Yeah, you know, he was hot for every woman. He professed his love to the one chick. He was very, like, all about the guitar lady. Yeah, it's a smart move by the team to make his balls on fire. See, everything works. It's a good movie. You didn't realize that.
Yep.
I still can't believe WWE made a pay-per-view called Great Balls of Fire.
Was the killer involved? Was the guy who married his 13-year-old cousin? Was Jerry Lee Lewis in there?
No. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Gary.
I know I missed a lot of it, but here we are. You know?
Yeah. What happened? I forgot you were even joining.
52 minutes and 35 seconds.
Where's it at?
52 minutes and 34 seconds.
No, I'm not too bad.
9. Yeah, 52:40.
Yeah, we only got 20 more minutes on the boat.
So no, you're
52:58, I'm sorry.
So, I chose this movie because this was the first horror movie I was able to sit through when I was a kid.
I'm there.
I was very sensitive.
55. And go.
I guess I'm ahead of you guys by a few seconds.
I got it. I'm 53:03 right now, so good enough.
Yeah, I don't. You know, we're not watching The Exorcist, which is, by the way, my favorite horror movie.
It's a good choice.
Can't wait to watch that for the first time with you.
I don't think he's being sarcastic, guys. I think he really loves me.
No, we've done that on Cryosphere.
I meant it would be the first time that you've seen it.
Nudie shit. Well, I mean, we could probably give it another year or two before we watch it again.
I was actually just watching that last night after the Jacko show.
It'll be on tomorrow, so I'll be watching
our show too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did that.
I know it's terrible, but Exorcist 2 is way worse than talk about a commentary. I know it's a terrible film, though.
Yeah,
is Exorcist
tomorrow.
A terrible film?
Exorcist 2.
Oh, The Heretic.
Yeah. It's a part 2 I don't like.
is there a commentary in that one? I mean, if there's a commentary in The Heretic, it better be fucking...
No, he wants us to do one.
And then we should, and then release it, and it would sell better.
I am actually surprised, you know. I remember Exorcist was a milestone show, and, you know, every other milestone show we, like, did the rest of the series, but we never really continued with The Exorcist, which, you know, no complaint because there's only one good sequel.
Well, yeah, we did the good ones.
We did the first one.
I'm talking about on NFW.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, Scott just wanted to talk over me.
Yes, I did.
For that. Okay, his entire tracksuit is dope. If you have a second, those pants. I used to have a pair like that from the 70s or 80s probably from older siblings. So fucking uncomfortable. They don't breathe at all, but they look so good.
Funny enough, he gives everybody a good gory death, but that guy, I'm just going to throw you over the boat.
That's not the guy that gets his head knocked off later?
Yeah, that's why we need him alive for now.
Spoiler alert!
This is the famous... Oh, he looks like Donald Trump right now. This is the famous scene where he gets the pen in the eye.
See, Jason's a racist. He assumes black folks can't swim.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to come off as racist, so I stifled that.
Choke me, Daddy. Choke me, Daddy.
Toxie, help her, goddammit. Do something, Toxie.
Yeah, she just came.
She's a gasper.
Oh, yes, again.
Were you referencing that fucking video that's been going around of the chick getting arrested?
Not Stephen King's pen. It's going to waste now.
Oh my God, she got the pen in the bad eye. So he didn't get the eye. That was above the eye in the forehead.
She didn't aim too well.
Well, the mask doesn't help. The eye is really in that first of the third little tiny slits.
Well, see, because she could see little Bukkake Jason standing there with the lazy eye, you know?
Yeah, Bukkake.
I would think Jason's probably got to be high right now because there is so much cocaine cut up with that pen.
What? When was the coke cut up? Oh, Stephen King. Good call. Sorry.
Cocaine.
Okay. Running all around my brain. It's a really bad James Brown song about cocaine.
He got a musket.
Is that a velociraptor? See, the old man's got teleportation powers too. He can teleport around corners.
You're going to have Exorcist, fucking Shining, and then Halloween back to back to back.
Scott, did you notice that the knife is missing? That was the big point of that scene. You got to notice that the knife is missing.
Oh, really?
Scott, the knife is missing.
Holy shit.
You see, Charles, this is the Fushaki Bukkake version of the knife. Oh, my God. You're going to die. Crazy Frenchman bastard.
Crazy, not Ralph.
Ralph. He's like the best person ever. He can throw a brick through a window. All right, Dwight, shut the fuck up. That's just Ralph. What you want Jim to say throughout the entire office. Just stop pranking him. Just say, you know what? Shut the fuck up, Dwight.
Never been a fan. Just one I tried.
Well, if we're talking about Ralph, we got to talk about my nose makes its own bubblegum.
Miss Hoover, the worm jumped in my mouth and then I ate it.
You smell like dead bunnies.
What's the one from the Halloween episode that's so great? Yay, dreaming where I'm like some kind of warrior.
Where I'm a Viking or something.
Yeah. I love everything Ralph ever says is gold.
You choose me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in danger.
When I pick my nose, I touch my brain.
He made a good Bloodhound Gang song, too.
Right.
Chocolate microscopes.
You must not touch my niece, for she is my creepy property. Where did teacher mom lady go? Did she just disappear? There she is. We were just wondering about you. Hey, I'm in a relatively good mood for the situation. Just out of breath a little bit.
They're all Come dead. On.
This is a pretty scary situation. They're on an isolated island floating in the middle of a who knows what. This did not work out well for me. This knife. Looks like he got fired.
Yep, he got let go.
He got the axe, if you will, people.
Come on, man. We only got through two. We could have got through so many more before it came to it. got that pink slip.
He breaks his back for you people.
See, now you're getting it.
He was only trying to ask a question.
This is just like Titanic. They're going to the lifeboats now, and they're all white. What's up with this man here?
Well, it's just when you have the little man in the boat, you got to play with it. You got to let that little man in the boat be simulated. You got to play with the little man in the boat.
This was one of my favorite Jasons to play as in the Friday the 13th game.
I think.
Why do you say that? Wait a minute. Why do you say that?
His grab kills were probably the best in the game.
So it was literally a part 8 Jason. So there was a Jason for each movie.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Jake's like, yeah.
Yeah. No, every time we talk about that game, Jake gets very, like, he's very upset by the whole thing. It was such a brilliant premise. And every time they talk about it, like, oh, what a great idea. Just like, well, fuck yeah, it's a great idea. They fucked it up, those bastards.
See, the black guy wasn't meant to live, see? They didn't count on that he could swim.
Well, he's he's the Mario Van Peebles of Jaws the Revenge.
That's why James Cameron doesn't owe them any money for this movie for Titanic, because the black guy lives.
Don't talk to me about James Cameron. That motherfucker has a wonderful actor in his film. And you know what? Christopher Nolan has been good.
Why'd you have to bring up the revenge, damn it?
No.
I just feel like every once in a while somebody brings it up. It should be respected. It paid for my children's college education.
Michael Caine, I will pay you to just fuck right off.
It bought me a
that
house.
Sounds wonderful. I will take that offer and have a nice day, because I will take anything.
By the way, next year, Jaws 4K. Can't wait. Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering if that's ever going to get a 4K release.
I seen the cover art for it today.
4K, huh?
There's a particular scene in one of my favorite movies, Chasing Amy, where they're in the fucking club, and no matter whether it's Laserdisc, DVD, or Blu-ray, it's always grainy as fuck, which is a part of the film stock that Smith chose. It's beautiful. So I'm wondering if the scene in fucking Jaws, where the jaw jumps out the water and you can see all the pores on the shark, in normal 70s version TV, what it's going to look like on 4K. Is it going to be like a George Lucas joint 1977 version of Star Wars where somebody painstakingly painted over every cell? Or is it going to look authentic, just better?
I don't know.
I'm hopeful.
I know the Shining in 4K looks amazing, so.
Oh, it does.
I have high hopes.
So there's the question. Does it feel like it's the same Kodak film stock, or does it feel like it's been digitized?
I feel like I'm in the snow. Let's put it that way.
Ooh,
that's how good it looks, okay?
Okay.
I gotta ask, though. It was advertised that it was gonna have the alternate ending. Is it in there anywhere?
Oh, I didn't really check that.
Well, alternate nothing. It's just an extension. It still happened.
Well, I saw the same ending. That doesn't mean that it's not on the... on the Blu-ray as an extra. I have the digital copy.
That was one of the only reasons I really wanted to get the 4K, is because there was supposed to be like an extended scene or something.
Okay, I have a problem with this scene. They see the Statue of Liberty. Does that mean they slept through the entire island of Manhattan and almost got out into the ocean and decided to turn around and go back? Because if they're coming down the Hudson River, they're not going to... Never mind.
Speaking of Ghost Bukkake, where's the ghost books when you need them? Come on, move that thing around.
Those aren't there anymore.
Who are you going to call?
Not I used to play, you. I used to play a lot of NHL 2000. And I'm a New York Ranger fan. That was my team. And I remember my roommate in college on September 12th, 2001, talking about, because they would have that image of New York City before that you would play your games. Like, oh, those aren't there anymore. And that shit was too soon. To this day, it's funny as fuck, though. It's not okay. But, yep, those aren't there anymore. Just that throwaway nature of it. Like, those aren't there anymore.
Dude, their clothes are completely dry. All those foggy as shit outside. They've emptied the fucking water and, you know. Fucking clothes bone dry. Jason.
This is why I don't think he teleports, though, because if he teleports, why would he even have to be underwater walking behind them the whole way?
He's a great swimmer. That's all I'm saying about that.
Michael Phelps ain't got shit on JJ.
He is the Mark Spitz of mass killers. Okay?
It's funny that his initials are JV because he's so varsity. Jason just broke the fourth wall twice, and the third time when he walked away. I like how the Eastern Hockey League is the Rangers' shields, but off colors.
There'd be more money to spend because they prove this is New York, but they're actually in Vancouver. So
they finally got to Canada.
Yeah, they.
Here's your generic cholos. Who look like they're possibly Native Americans.
It's New York City. I thought the Boricuan. Boricuan.
Ah, Moricon.
Jump some good shit, Holmes.
Calmate, tu boca. Necesito la hongo.
You want to ride the white pony, girl? We'd have sex.
I love how he bumps his friends. Like, look how tough I am. I'm going to bump my friends.
He's like a thin Rico Suave, okay? Or Gerardo, I'm sorry.
Ale, arigate. Don't shoot the dog. Don't shoot the dog.
You got a problem, Dad?
Yeah, if they shot the dog, then Jason would be the least of their worries.
John Wick doesn't fuck around, people.
Yeah, Suzanne would be going after him.
I would be, too. But again... So now, going back to what I said earlier about how badass her character was, not anymore, because the dog should have done something. If the dog was that well-behaved, the dog would have been on those motherfuckers long before he got threatened and ran away like a pussy.
My fault. That guy looks like he's sort of Italian, probably. Close up. He's not Mexican at all.
Why what did
he could be a Mexican or an Italian.
Her overly protective uncle's like, no, that's all right. Let her go get ready.
Don't tell the wrong Italians that. They might get upset by that. Yeah. he might be Italian or sort of Mexican.
He could have a little Native American in him. Who knows?
You might get those East Coast guineas. They might get upset. You know.
You assholes are talking over the only important aspect of this movie that's fucking Rashomon as fuck. They're abandoning this girl. This is fucking the worst scene in the history of the movies, except for that crank scene.
That's what it just said.
Wildly ridiculous.
It really is.
Like, no, she's the whole movie. The guy's like, you know, let's everyone take care of my niece. Like, get away from her, whatever. Look at all the heroin they're wasting.
He has more passion about. Hey, look, they tore off the present that I gave her. I spent a lot of money on this. Oh, come on.
I don't make so much as an allowance, goddammit.
That is a really dirty needle.
It's time to get wet more ways than one, baby.
Oh, she's got so many diseases now.
And again, I don't think any junkie would give a shit about his victim.
Why do you take your clothes off for now? She ain't even got the high yet, man.
You can't wait.
To be king?
Oh, snap.
Boo.
I mean, The Lion King. The Lion King is pretty racist.
By the way, they don't say that Scar fucks Simba's mother, but clearly he fucks Simba's mother in that movie.
He also murders everybody but Nala, and that's why she runs away.
Because when Simba comes back, his mother looks exhausted sexually. You notice she thinks you're an adult.
I mean, that's some Game of Thrones shit. She had to do it for the pride.
Somebody posted, like, this meme of, like, I can't remember what it was. It was, like, something how, like, Simba, I think his name is, and the other one, like, how they're related somehow.
Yeah, Scar's his uncle.
Is your anti-drug PSA right there? You to the chest?
So...
Pretty soon, your anti-toxic waste PSA pretty soon.
Jason hasn't tried to kill her yet, legit. Like, he just put the head through the window.
She's special.
Not special, she's fucking high.
Now watch how fast she comes down from this high, though.
Yeah.
I shot him six times.
Heroin don't work like that.
Never with the head. This is some A-team aiming. See, Jason's like, always in the head. He tells you, like, that's how you should kill me. Hit me in the head with your bullets.
Never start with the head. The victim gets all fuzzy. Can't feel the next blow.
Throw me in the trash. Gary, did you see my picture I made on the NFW page?
Oh, the screech thing? That's hilarious.
I don't think Willis has seen it yet.
And Ben never watched Saved by the Bell. I was trying to read what he said to David Wall there. So I stopped mid-impression.
Hey, man, get out my fucking warm-up. This shit is tight as Adidas. Fuck off.
Oh, yeah, here comes the best kill of the movie.
Agreed. But why do we always go up from Batman, which actually came out the same year this movie did, to every other movie? We were watching fucking whatever we were watching last night. People were running away. At some point, we all go up. What is the instinct of going up?
The fall.
It's an escape. Why are we escaping up?
Some dumb, big, aggressive girl running up the stairs when she should be going up the front door. It's insulting.
No one ever takes this question seriously. There can be a fucking, like, Shankar Vedantam, you know, looking at the neuroscience of this shit.
What's his name? Julius in this movie, this guy?
Yeah, that's correct.
Because why wouldn't it be? I'm just throwing it out there. But it's like, I got stamina. I got the reach on Jason, but not really.
He's missing him worse than Scott Steiner. These are bad.
I mean, tales to the tape would tell you that Jason has the edge here. I don't give a fuck how tired he is or mutilated he is.
I really can't believe he's actually punching that fucking mask.
He's got the reach on him. He outweighs him by at least 80 pounds, probably.
I think Jason probably outweighs him by about a ton and a half. Isn't he superhumanly heavy?
But he's full of water, apparently.
He is water.
He's not 75% water. He's 99.99% water.
That's the argument we have watching Zombie Tidal Wave. They're so waterlogged that their skin is blue. He should push a hole right through their heads.
Again, this is that Pennywise shit. This is a very long, like, you could Cinema Sins how long it takes him to get to the edge. But you can't because Jason's fucking with him.
Look at that messy footwork. He's supposed to be a fucking boxer.
Thank you. Again. Well, no, he was doing messy footwork for the past 3 minutes.
But they should have blood on Jason's mask now from his hands, you know? His hands should be all bloodied up by now.
His hands are a little fucked up, but you're right. There's nothing on the mask.
Give me your best shot.
Motherfucker.
Hit me with your best shot.
Boom! It's a clean cut.
This is kind of weak. Yeah.
That is some samurai shit.
Oh, yeah. You know what's ridiculous? They cut this whole thing out on the TV edit.
Yeah.
Well, decapitation is pretty, you know, scary to the people.
So what you're saying is Jason's fist is like a lightsaber because it cauterized the wound?
A little bit.
I guess so.
Superhuman.
His fists are like a shark fin.
That's more like LSD. As far as visuals, that's not what Oxycontin and all that. Because heroin is just, you know, just go break your arm and get a prescription from the doctor. It's the same
she's
thing.
Slightly tripping balls. Slightly.
Who knows what they gave her?
Oh, honey. My vision, my vision is slightly blurry. And I might have hepatitis. Or the HIVs.
Oh, I got something.
Or all of it.
All of the above. That greasy greasy Mexican touched the chaste white girl.
The old white man got the police officer.
He got one police officer.
Rennie.
I do remember that Jason put the guy's head in the cop car. That tells me he's got a sense of humor.
She is off of her high this quick.
Chris Jericho does not look amused.
This film is filled with bad perms and bad plot points.
As Deadpool would say, that's just lazy writing.
I wonder whose big yobbles I had to juggle about to get this movie. Give you two hints. Fucking Hugh Jackman. Everybody pile in the back. There's nothing strange going on up front whatsoever. Oh no! He's on my shotgun. Wow, Jason looks a little panicked. He's intimidated by the cop. Every other kill has been very calm.
He's a garbage picker.
Teleportation.
Keep telling you, man.
Teleportation.
Jason's a garbage picker.
What if he was a garbage pail kid?
I have one. It's Stoned Sean. Look it up. It's awesome. It's the Thinker. It's Rodan's Thinker, but stoned with a dunce cap and a joint. It's awesome.
Oh, Bukkake Jason's back.
Toxic Avenger.
We should have done the Toxic Avenger over this movie.
Hey, fuck you, sir.
I should have turned it to
Sean's favorite movie.
My favorite of all time.
Like that guy from RoboCop. I think he's all fucked up.
Grandma?
It's no big deal, though,
babe. Grandma dead. That's a lot of gasoline.
A hell of an explosion.
Looked that awesome like in the Blu-ray.
That guy's like the poor man's Rene Abujanos.
Rene Abujanos.
Abujanos. Say what you will about Police Academy 5 Miami Beach. I love that movie.
I've only seen like the first three.
Oh my god, we need to do the Police Academy movies. Holy shit. All of them. They're so fucking weird and awesome.
I'll come on for that, no problem.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
No time to mourn your favorite teacher. Time to get to flashback mode.
Oh, that's a pretty good fucking fade. Look at that.
It's like Rick five Baker. Is not so good. I know you like five, but I don't think it's very good.
Is that the Miami Beach one?
Yeah, but City Under Siege is the shit.
City Under Siege is so fucking weird. It's great.
They got Bigfoot in that motherfucker. I don't know how I know got in a mate man. Bigfoot the monster truck.
Super creepy Uncle Man in a lake talking to his knees.
And he's wearing Mrs. Voorhees sweater.
Yeah, he is wearing a Mrs. Voorhees sweater.
It's a good call, Jake. It's just blue, not green or whatever.
Wonder if that was intentional.
Is it green? Is that green?
Gray. Her shirt was gray.
Fuck all you people who can see colors normally.
His is blue, but yeah. It's the fucking dress again.
No, I'm just colorblind. My rods and cones are fucked up. And this little girl grew up to be Jenna Jameson. Now you're freaking out. What the fuck? All right, now swim, bitch.
You're going to get it, bitch.
Swim.
He's going to get you. He's going to get you to swim.
This is the opposite way to teach someone to swim. You do not panic. Like, if you just calm yourself, y'all, and take a deep breath, you're not going to drown.
She's dog paddling. She's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, how many friends do you know that had that relative that threw him in the deep end and they teach him how to swim the hard way? I was that kid. My Uncle Adam was a dickhead. He threw me in the water, you know. I made my way out.
Not everybody dealt with trauma the same way. You guys are so strong. You know what? Fuck that. My uncle threw me in the pool, and it's crazy. And I'm Catholic, so I think he raped me, too. I don't know.
It's like the great auteur Snoop Dogg says, if you don't swim, you bow to drizzon. Okay?
Well, okay. Is that Gordon Gekko? Is that some Gordon Gekko influence?
Should be.
Greed is good, and then you die. Or you die. Greed is good, or you die.
Is now really the time, honey?
Cunnilingus will give you mouth cancer.
Yes, but if you're a cunning linguist, you won't have that problem.
According to Michael Douglas, that's what gave him mouth cancer.
I bet you he still eats her.
He ate so much pussy, he gave him mouth cancer. She's a generous lover, see?
Catherine Zeta-Jones, you're not going to eat her?
Well, I definitely would.
We're all on the same page that was a big joke. He wasn't seriously contending.
I would lick every orifice. I wouldn't care.
We know Jake likes the butt. Jake likes the butt.
I'm a fan of the butt, too. You know, just not in that way.
Jelly or syrup? I prefer syrup.
I prefer syrup.
Now, if you don't believe Jason doesn't have teleportation powers.
Again, he's going upstairs again, y'all.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, this movie, even Batman to a great extent. Cities are terrifying in 1989. All of the scenes that you see are in back alley scary places. Even the shot that they showed of Times Square. Oh, look at that. It's full circle. Even the shot that they showed at Times Square was like scary and you know, at that time with all the porn and shit, no good.
I think the nastiest thing about that death was the fucking rat that was in there.
Yeah. She's got some Bob Dylan boots on. Why the fuck are you wearing floor shine boots? Those are not good for the field.
And there's your toxic waste PSA.
I told you I wasn't prepped to go to the field.
I told you I wasn't prepped to go to the field.
Toxic really waste PSA. The best toxic waste PSA of all time is the movie Men at Work.
Oh,
best one of all time.
Somebody done throw away a perfectly good looking white boy.
So good. So good.
I just watched it for the first time a couple months ago.
Apparently, somebody threw a bowling ball down fucking some street in San Francisco. Like, that shit is good, yes. Charlie and Ernie.
Emilio?
Ernie, if you know him like I do. In the same movie together. Letting Billy the Kid be Billy the... God damn, those... Young Guns was good, too. We need to do all of the movies I want to do all the time.
You never touch another man's fries, man.
Never touch another man's fries. Do you think that Chris Tucker was watching that shit talking about, Jackie Chan, I got a joke. We can try this together. Don't you ever touch fucking, that radio, boy.
Fucking filling the airbags with shit. There's some good pranks right there, man. Yeah.
That's holy like some fuck. No, that's assault with a deadly weapon, dude. You're throwing shit in people's... That's a felony. You can't throw fucking... bodily waste or fucking fluids on somebody, Gary.
It was funny though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
All right.
Fucking disturbing as fuck. Wanted to vomit.
It's illegal, but it was hilarious. like tying those two cops together so they're butt fucking each other. That's funny too, see?
Yeah, but you're not hurting anybody's, you know. Just future, but their pride there.
Just
you know?
Their
you're
pride,
not
yes.
Injuring health. You're not introducing fecal matter to the nostril, ocular, and mouth cavities.
You know those fucking Those cops are homophobic as shit, probably.
No, it was 1993. Everybody was.
Oh, no. That's Jason.
Jason just comes in. Excuse me for interrupting your evening, everybody. I've had a really hard evening and a really hard life. I'm going to kill these teenagers, but any money that you can spare would be really wonderful. Anybody who's ever spent a moment on a New York City subway at night is laughing their ass off right now. Anybody who's new, you see them right away. Like they reach for their wallet. Then who's ever they're with is like, no, stop.
That poster they'll says watch Jason you. Lives.
Hey, it's Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, that's Roy Scheider.
It says Jason Lives on that poster.
What poster?
The one with the guy with the glasses drawn.
It's Roy Scheider. Jason Lives. Yeah, good call. Right, that is Roy. That is fucking Brody from fucking Jaws.
Well, I mean, the guy we saw earlier before that was Tommy Wiseau.
I'm not kidding. The guy in the poster was Roy Scheider.
Okay.
It's not a proper.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It's not a proper ghetto train ride unless somebody's selling loose cigarettes or bootlegs.
Stop hitting up the tanks.
One third rail. Chicken fried motherfucker.
See that guy walking around with the open back of Newports? You know what he's doing.
Selling loosies.
Oh, yeah. I bought it before.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've contributed to that one poor person's death. He was just selling Lucy's, and he died for it in New York City.
Or that especially grown man who's too old to be selling world's finest chocolate on the train.
Yeah, that's such a wasted opportunity, all those people on the train. He could have killed at least some of the people.
Right? Especially just that girl flailing. He pushed out of the way.
Yeah, she could have broken her neck on the glass.
Yeah. Get him, cuz.
You saw that?
Just get a piece of glass that. And just start freaking jabbing people in the face.
Busters.
They've tunneled the New York City now, see?
So I've been in New York City. This is all shut down. You can walk all where these cars are, you can walk around this area. And that's pretty recent. Like, I think the last 10 years, maybe they shut down Times Square so that it's now a tourist attraction full stop.
Ooh, titties. Look at those. Those are nice.
Kodak.
It's got the bibis.
Kodak City, baby. Oh, I have a long gestating screenplay myself, Scott. I have a long gestating screenplay that takes place in Kodak City. A fake city somewhere in some other dimension in upstate New York between Syracuse and Buffalo. He needs some serious Mary Kay work. His skin is shit. A little moisturizer goes a long way, Jay.
What is this?
Look at those lights. Awesome old school cars.
Look at all these people. So many victims. But yet I'm going to focus on these two.
Right? Yeah.
He's always got a purpose.
Especially this upcoming scene we're about to see. Totally out of character for Jason.
I like how she's like not even high anymore.
Again, you guys keep saying that. You have no idea how functional you can be on fucking opioids. Motherfucker!
Fuck your radio.
You guys may have all your weapons, but you're still 13 years old. I can just kick you in the face.
Still not as good as Mr. Spock on the bus, man. That's all I'm going to say about that move.
Right?
Jason ain't got no Vulcan nerve pinch in him.
No, but fuck you, though. That's a good move. Showing him his face, that's a pretty good fucking move.
Yeah, a little out of character. I mean, Jason I know would have just, like, snapped all their necks or something like that.
Yeah, they really wanted to make this movie all it could be. They would just fucking wrote him, let him loose in fucking Times Square.
Okay, in
just go crazy.
In the seven movies prior, was he not in a camp or a farm or in some secluded area where he had a minimal number of victims?
Yeah.
So this being the first time he's out of the fucking prison or zoo, maybe he's getting a zap. I don't know.
Hey, it's other Jason.
It's one from Freddy vs. Jason.
So Jason just killed Jason.
According to the Kane Hodder document, which you guys should all watch, it's pretty good. There's a couple stunts in here that he does as Jason as well. They thought that he couldn't do for some reason. Kind of resents that a little bit too.
Marco stunts.
That guy. That little guy. Yeah, with the hair.
Marco, little guy. Dude, he's been getting his ass handed to him the last couple of weeks.
That poor guy can't wrestle. He's so small. Oh my god.
He puts up such a big fight, but he's like the fucking little Dudley boy.
Yeah, Spike Dudley.
Spike.
Spike Dudley.
I just watched a wrestling bio on those guys. I finally understand where they came from. They just appeared when I was like 16. Like, what the fuck is this? Because I never watched ECW.
ECW.
We are now descending into the depths. Where the alligators live.
This is the part where you gotta take all your clothes off and hang them over your head, right?
Well, yeah, and then you feel around with your toes because you get the treasures.
You just gotta be careful for the wall of water.
You gotta make all these always sunny jokes that probably nobody understands.
Dude, I make references to Descartes. My co-hosts have no idea what I'm talking about. Cogito ergo sum. Sometimes. See, just, you know. So you make your jokes and you laugh for yourself. Phrasing. See, that looks badass. Come on.
He's like, I'm not running, I'm pursuing.
And he takes a left when they're running straight the whole time, which tells me he may not fucking teleport, but he may have some supernatural understanding of where the fuck he is.
There might be voices in his head telling him where to go.
Toxic waste is coming.
Toxic waste and possibly chuds are coming to get y'all.
Every night at midnight.
This film is not complete because there's no chuds in the movie with all this toxic waste. there's not one chud in this entire movie.
I feel like all these archways would really like make it hard for all of that chud.
I mean, we couldn't even get a Bud the Chud. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Where's Bud?
Oh, shit.
I need the real deal, neck and neck, big-eyed chuds.
You guys, you should get moving. Rhodes! Jason, you've been a very bad boy. Mother is disappointed in you, Jason.
Shine, my lady. He's not being accompanied by anybody. He's goddamn police or something.
This How dare you shine a flashlight at me, bitch?
I'm gonna let it shine.
You shine a light in my face? Don't you know who I am?
Dude.
She's playing flashlight tag. He doesn't know the rules.
Also, since the beginning of human's existence outside the cave, those who control light control fire. So, you know, maybe he thinks... Yeah, I got nothing. I'm trying here, though.
Fire.
I'm gonna go my flashtag ruling there because none of this film makes any fucking sense, so.
No, it's made... You came in late. I made it all make sense earlier.
And flashlight tag is for the greater good of all things, you know.
How do you play flashlight tag? Because...
You play it in the dark.
I got you!
You're all supposed to hide...
Everybody's lying to each
and there's
other.
There's one kid with a flashlight that's supposed to catch the other ones in the light in the dark. Mm. Once you're caught by the flashlight, you're out.
Okay, you can't avoid that. That makes sense.
I just don't get that. He's like looking all badass, monster-like in the part 7, and now he looks like a fucked-up Muppet.
Well, because the acid that she just threw in his face, Jacob, the snake-up.
Yeah, with no gloves on, nothing like that. Just, grabbing this mangy-ass barrel she's busted the hole through. Didn't burn her hands.
Run! She says run. How about climb?
Run!
Run, Trish! He's killing me!
Much like Chud, this is going to be closed off now, see? Yep.
Chud or the blob.
Look at now. See, it comes full circle. This is the third time that he's grabbed her in the legs. Twice out in the water. Now,
that blob remake is so good.
I love it. Oh, I gotta get that Blu-ray.
It's packed, man. I'm gonna get it myself.
This is this is like 8:45, 9 o'clock when everybody. Oh, he in the trivia it says he did that on cue. He just threw that shit up because he drank a chug of water.
he drank a chug of water.
He chugged a ton of water.
That's dude, I had this buddy of mine in high school. He used to go to the water fountain and drink for like 6 minutes straight, and then he'd go in the hallway and he'd just throw up in front of people.
And, you know, some of that would be splashing on our fucking characters, you would think, too.
Oh, yeah.
Did I know that particular kid?
No. Yeah, it was like 2 years before you were there.
Yeah. Even breathing that shit could hurt your fucking lungs.
Hey, man, look, it's deteriorating his face.
It's going to change him into a small boy before you know it. It's like yeah. It's like the fountain of toxic youth.
Well, it's a metaphor, right? That he's oh, and the lightning. The lightning helps supernaturalness. And Lady Liberty, right? Now she's awake, and Ray and Pete and fucking all the boys are in there. Your love is lifting me high. She's a harbor chick.
Yeah, we should have cushioned her feet, Ray.
I don't think they made Nikes in her size.
See?
Toxic waste, so inconsistent. Can turn a 90-pound weakling into a hulking monster, but a hulking monster into a little boy.
And it cured his facial, you know, dysplasia.
Yeah.
He looks like that boy from Two and a Half Men, see?
Oh my god, he does.
The men.
I guess, apparently I've heard there's a comic that's supposed to explain what happens between this and Jason Goes to Hell.
I'm not going to read it.
I'm curious.
It's all downhill from this movie, though.
It sure is.
This was the high standard of the last three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody's dead. You want to fuck?
Hey, I picked up this thing that you dropped when those two guys tried to murder and rape you. Hey, let's remind me of that and get you laid. Nope. That's the plot hole.
It's like, ew, you taste like Cholo.
The dog's back. It's got to be the dog. What else could it be? POV shot.
This is the night of creeps dog coming up, see?
Terrible dog. You look are the worst dog.
Look how terrified she is of that dog. And it's her fucking dog.
I mean, obviously, it could have been Jason. I mean, remember, he did shrink.
Because he didn't shrink by fucking that much, man.
He shrank into a dog form now. Jason, form 5, canine.
All right, so again, the mid-credit sequence does explain what happens in the next movie.
I'll wait for it to come on, don't worry.
Minolta. I have a Minolta camera from fucking years ago.
Did you buy it in Canada, too?
No, I inherited that fucker.
Okay, well, yeah, Jason, take Manhattan. I don't even remember when I gave this when we did the movie, but I'm going bad with this one. There's so many plot holes, and the kills really aren't that good. Scott, what do you give this one?
I don't know what I gave it originally, but I'm going to give it just okay. I'm right in the middle of this movie.
What? Sean, you're the one who picked this. Tell us.
Yeah. This is the best. You know why? Yeah, me neither. I don't know, but I love it. It was the first horror movie I could sit through. It didn't scare me. It wasn't too overstimulating. And there are some images that are shocking. Like I said, Jason hulking through the fucking sewers and shit. And his whole, you know, watery, ridiculous demeanor and weird Popeye forearms. The mask is dope. I can't justify my rating aside from that. This is such a bad movie, but it's fun to watch. It's a little bit like Crystal Skull, okay? It's a guilty pleasure.
I mean, I will admit, yeah, it's fun to watch with a group of people at the very least. Nudie?
It's bad.
Full stop.
Yeah, it's just bad. Good song, Gary. Though.
Yeah. Gary!
I liked it. okay, like I said, it's more fun to watch it talk to their folks about it. It's better that way. But yeah, when you point stuff out and some fucking strange shit in this fucking movie, man. I thought we were doing part 7. There's some great kills in part 7.
Oh God, yes. But if only the MPAA didn't fucking butcher it.
Oh, they had that one where he kills the girl with the pearls and jams the fucking axe in her face and then throws her across the room. I love that shit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did somebody get their head punched off in number 7?
This would be a 6, but I'm gonna give it a 5 for a serious lack of chuds. So there you go.
Still a 5 though.
Still got
a 5 out of it.
Talked to Kane Hodder when he was at Wizard World a few years ago, talk about how bad it was that movie got so butchered. He's like, yeah, it's just the times that it came out, man. Yeah, they couldn't show me crushing some dude's skull, but 16 years later...
You get to see it.
But 16 years later, they can show some guy in a hospital getting his nuts cut off and fed to a dog.
Don't take this the wrong way. I love it when you bring primary source documentation. I'm not even kidding, but who else rolled their eyes when Jake was like, when I had a conversation with Gane Hodor, he said.
Hey, I got to meet the man.
I have met the motherfucker in his presence, okay? I can say things.
We have a mutual friend, and he, whenever he passes me in the hallway, usually punches me in the arm because, you know, we're waiting for somebody else, so.
Look who it is.
Where's this post-credit scene? I don't know where it's at, man.
You just gotta wait, dude. It's after the credits. It's a post-credits. It's after the credits.
Gotta love when a WWE Hall of Famer shows up on a rival show.
Who showed up?
Shut up.
I'm not gonna tell you who.
Respect the pause.
That's a dick move. It's gotta be better than Lex showing up in a mall with a stupid shirt.
He shouldn't be watching fucking wrestling while you're doing a show anyway, Willis.
Lex Luger was wearing a fucking pirate shirt in 1995 when he showed up. I remember that shit.
It was the Seinfeld puffy shirt.
That's right. I don't want to be a pirate.
What is this?
HolyMofos@gmail.com or JakeTheSnake54 on Twitter.
Oh, are you ending the show, Jake?
Brother_Scott1.
I'm hungry.
Nerdy! On Twitter. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
NFW Podcast.
Show's getting good now.
Oh, but even W. So, Cinebeef Podcast, 2 Drink Minimum Commentaries, at GW on Twitter, at CinebeefCast on Twitter, at BeefyBeard22 on Instagram. If you guys want to go there, check it out. Please, Blix Charity Auction coming second weekend of December. Coming soon, guys.
Go to your local DMV website, or maybe just the Bail Bondsman website. Look up Sean the Piper. And then you can just find out where I live and come on by. Because I got a rap sheet.
He's got the beer. All right. Good night, everybody.
End your show, Jake. Good night, everybody.
Peace out to everybody.
Later, fuckers.
Deuces!
Oh shit! Get your towels ready, it's about to go down! Everybody in the place hit the fucking deck! But stay on your motherfucking toes! We running this, let's go!
I'm on a boat! I'm on a boat! Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat! I'm on a boat! I'm on a boat! Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat! I'm on a boat, motherfucker, take a look at me! Straight floating on a boat on the deep blue sea. Busting 5-9, wind whipping out my coat. You can't stop me, motherfucker, cause I'm on a boat. Take a picture drink, I'm on a boat, bitch. We drinking Santana champ, cause it's so crisp. I got my swim trunks and my flipping floppies. I'm flipping burgers, you at Kinko straight flipping cabbage. I'm riding on a dolphin, doing flips and shit. This dolphin splashing, getting everybody away. But this ain't SeaWorld. This is real as it gets. I'm on a boat, motherfucker, don't you ever forget. I'm on a boat and it's